This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration, care at, or fax 989-321-4085 regarding Michael Layfield, Layfield, date of birth 8/17/1954. Dear sirs at Saginaw VA, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Layfield with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was January 14th of this year. He is gaining weight and also having a lot more edema in the lower extremities. His weight is up 30 pounds over the last 8 months. He does know that he has lymphedema of the lower extremities, and he has been using compression massage devices that seems to be helping the swelling. And he's very resistant to the idea of using any oral diuretics. He's also using a patch that is supposed to help pull toxins out of the body, and he thinks that's helping the lymphedema also. He's had a Watchman device placed for prevention of stroke, and he reports that he's had several TIA episodes, and also he had a colonoscopy done last week. Today he's feeling well, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. The edema has already been mentioned, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, he's on allopurinol, 300 milligram daily, atenolol with chlorthalidone, 50/25, one daily, Synthroid, 100 microgram daily, medical marijuana daily, glimepiride, 4 milligram daily, zinc daily, magnesium, 400 milligram daily, Lipitor, 20 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, sitagliptin, sitagliptin, 25 milligram daily, glycogen, 260 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight, 328 pounds, pulse, 86, blood oxygen saturation is 99% on room air, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 150/90. Neck is supple. There is no jugular venous distension. He is alert and oriented, times 3. Lungs are clear. Abdomen obese, non-tender, without ascites. He does have firm legs without pitting edema from ankles up to knees bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 29th of 2025. And creatinine is 2.5. Estimated GFR is 27. Previous levels 2.3 and 2.2. Glucose was 351. Sodium 138. Potassium 5.1. Carbon dioxide 26. Calcium 9.5. Albumin is 3.6. And hemoglobin is 13.1, white count 10.44, normal platelet levels. Hemoglobin A1C was 9.5. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. Stable creatinine levels, but the patient does not get lab studies done very often. He needs them at least every 3 months, but he states he will not remember that and won't be able to write it on a calendar either. I've asked him to get labs done this month. They're due now. So hopefully he'll remember to do them now, and a lab order was sent up to the Mount Pleasant Health Park to have them done there. 2, hypertension, currently elevated. He sounds medically noncompliant to many things. Hemoglobin A1C is very high, and he's much more edematous and is trying to use non-Western medicine-type treatments to take care of lymphedema. 3, diabetic nephropathy, not controlled currently. So he needs labs this month. Ideally, if he stays stage 4, they should be done monthly. But he needs them at least every 3 months. And then he should follow the low-salt diet, limit fluid intake to 56 to 64 ounces in 24 hours. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice within the next 5 to 6 months. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.